And opening our program, a group from Winnipeg by the name of Zrada. This is a fairly recent group, and they released their first CD just last fall. It is self-titled, called Zrada, and that song was Skelia, which means the cliff. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, над мовною радіопередачу «Наш голос», котра передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову в Канаді. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, your host, also known as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles. Thanks so much for joining me here on Nash Holos, and I hope you'll enjoy our time together. Welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Judy Hrinenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley will be talking about apples. Vasil Pavlovsky has another cultural capsule about the 45th annual Ukrainian festival in Dauphin, Manitoba, which is happening next weekend. And Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa has another Chisinau event, Did You Know, feature, and she'll tell you which is the largest country in Europe and see if you can guess which one. We'll also have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And because it is a very well-known festival coming up this coming weekend with a very significant anniversary, the Canada's National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba, our musical selections are going to be by groups that will be performing there. So coming up next is Tut i Tam, which means here and there. It's a group from Saskatchewan with a number called Cheyej to Polechko, which means the unplowed field. Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English-Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
was the Kubasonics from Edmonton with a souped-up version of a traditional Ukrainian folk dance called the Chaban, and that was the name of the track. And that is from their CD, Big Beat Music by the Kubasonics, and that is spelled B-E-E-T, of course. This is a Ukrainian program, and they are a Ukrainian group, and they're a pretty crazy group. And I was just speaking with the lead man, Brian Sherwick, on email, and he was telling me that they are going to be launching a fourth CD, and they'll be launching it at Dauphin at the Ukrainian Festival there. And he's promised me a copy. He said it's in the mail, and so I'll be sharing that with you in the weeks ahead. Before the Kubasonics, you heard Lastilka, Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra from Saskatoon, from their CD Stepom, and that was Yakishoyas Debrechina, and as I returned from Debrechina, that's a town in Ukraine. Well, coming up next is the Ukrainian Old Timers from Winnipeg, and this is a group that is, I just don't have enough airtime to be able to share all their music with you. They have produced about, I don't know, 16, 17 CDs, and they just don't stop. And they are really active on the live performance circuit in the Manitoba around Winnipeg area. In fact, they just performed for family members, 50th anniversary celebration in my family in Durban between Swan River and Benito, for those who know the area. And I know they perform for an awful lot of private functions as well as public functions, and they are a fixture at Dauphin. The times I've been there, they have their own little kiosk, and the music is just unbelievable. And one of the things that they like to do is put a Ukrainian spin on non-Ukrainian songs, and you'll be hearing some of that tonight. Coming up next is a song called Makarena, and this just sent a DJ out of Milanka I was at a few years ago, ballistic. Because when I brought the CD with the Macarena on it and suggested that he might want to play it, he just went ballistic. He said, "This is a Ukrainian Macarena? Are you kidding me?" And yeah, we all had a lot of fun. And so coming up now is the Macarena. But before we bring the Ukrainian old timers on, just a little bit of translation help for you. Ukrainske means Ukrainian. It's sort of like an adjective. And tanets is a dance. Divchino is a girl. Baba is grandmother or old woman. Hruba means big or fat. And yak means like. And the lyrics are sort of half Napil, which is, you know, half Ukrainian, half English. And so you'll hear something like figure yak gorilla. So, you know, you can kind of really get that out of context. So here they are, the Ukrainian old timers. Enjoy Makarena.
Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Oi, Macarena. Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Oi, Macarena. Моя дівчина називалась Макарена, файна собі баба, але груба як парена. Вона дуже груба, солодка як калина. Ой, Макарена! Макарена дуже мощна, вона чисто просто смотна. Макарена зубата, грубата і сваката. Висока як трубина, має тигр як горила. Ой, Макарена! Взяв її танцювати, гораче Макарена. Закинула за чоприном до церкви Макарена. Заклала кулко на ніс Макарена. Макарена тебе танцює ча-ча. Макарена український танець. Як умієш, помахай свій пупець. Помасте червяк горячий смалець. It's the official український танець. Макарена, Макарена, Макарена. Оп, йопа, уфема Макарена. Макарена, Макарена, Макарена. Ой, Макарена! Я дівчину називалась Макарена. Файна собі баба, але груба як парена. Вона дуже грубі, солодка як калина. Ой, Макарена! Макарена дуже мощна, вона чисто просто смотна. Макарена зубата, грубата і сраката. Висока як трабина, має фігур як горила. Ой, Макарена! Взяв її танцювати, горяче Макарена. Закігнула за чаприном до церкви Макарена. Заклала кулко на ніс Макарена. Макарена тебе танцює ча-ча. Макарена український танець. Як умієш, помахай свій пупець. Повести червяк горячий хмалець, Есть офішал український танець. Макарена, 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 макарена. Ой, макарена. Макарена, 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 макарена. Ой, макарена. Макарена, 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 макарена.
You're listening to Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. You guessed it, we're talking apples. During my first visit to Ukraine with my husband, it was August of 2002. The apples were ready for the picking. Actually, they were falling from the trees. You had to watch where you sat in the yard at Nadia's in Rozdil for fear of being hit on the noggin from the falling apples. I was afraid of becoming a Ukrainian version of Isaac Newton. Don't worry, I didn't. I asked Cousin Nadia, what do you do with all the apples? You can only cook so much. Oh, she said, we can a lot. And we dry them for the winter to use in making compote and add to cakes. Many of the neighbors came with pails ready to pick apples. By the time they finished, Nadia had made a pot of tea and they would sit for a visit and talk about days gone by. Nadia does not do a lot of baking, but when she does, it is an awesome eating. She made this delicious cake every other day, using not only apples, but also pears and plums, as they were also ready. Did you know there are 4,500 varieties of apples? That could be why I couldn't recognize any of the types of apples in Ukraine, other than they were, obviously, apples. In her orchard, Nadia had three varieties of apples. I find I've become allergic to apples over the years, but I couldn't resist trying some of Nadia's. To my delight, I had no reaction whatsoever. It was so wonderful to be able to eat my favorite fruit again. The recipe for Nadia's apple cake works well with pitted cherries, plums, or sliced peaches or pears. It's great served with sweetened whipped cream or just plain old ice cream or, like in Ukraine, morozhna. For apple cake, sift together 1.5 cups of flour, 1/4 cup sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 2 tablespoons of baking powder. Cut in 1/3 cup of butter until crumbly. Combine a beaten egg with 1/2 cup of cream and stir into the flour mixture. Mix lightly, handling the dough as little as possible. Pat dough into a buttered 8x8-inch baking pan. Pare 4 tart apples. Slice very thinly and spread over the dough. Mix the sugar and cinnamon and sprinkle over the apples. Dot with butter. Bake at 350 for 25 minutes or until the fruit is tender. Serve 6. For added flavor, add a North American flair. Sprinkle 1/4 cup of shredded cheddar over the top of apples before adding the cinnamon and sugar and popping it in the oven. Good. До побачення and смачного.
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Finenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nosh Holos Radio. Next up is Zrada again from their self-titled CD and Bestra Voda, Quick Waters.
Bestra Voda Мене несе Мені ворожі Ясне сонце, вітер шумить, місяць блистить, вечірня пісня тут гомонить. чув'я в траві, чув'я в воні. Нехай будемо тут, з водою пливемо.
Молодость, мало сумму звела.
Was Ron Cahoot and Buria from their vinyl recording made back in 1982, Buria 3, and Tij Kazala, You Told Me, which is also known as Tijmen the Pidmanula, and that's sort of like You Stood Me Up, and it's a comical song about lover's quarrel, that sort of thing. And Buria will be in Dauphin as well, Ron Cahoot and his sidekick, Ihor Baczynski, who helped him produce the Barbolia series that we used for the curriculum in Ukrainian, Nasholos Ukrainian Language School a couple of years ago. And they do a comedy cabaret in Toronto now, and presumably they'll be doing a stand-up or a comedy act in Dauphin as well. And Buria will be performing their usual fabulous music. Up next, Vasel Pavlovsky and Cultural Capsule, which is sponsored by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, which will take place in the Bloor West Village in Toronto, September 17 to 19. You can find details at the website ukrainianfestival.com.
Hello, I am Vasel Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nasholos. The summer is well underway, and with summer, regardless of where you live, it's time to kick back and have some fun. Fun, though, comes in many shapes and sizes, so I've always tried to spice up my fun with a little bit of music. Many of my friends that I went to university with, or whom I had met along the way, particularly those who live closer to the geographic center of Canada, would often say to me, "What, you're Ukrainian and you haven't been to the Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba?" And for some time, I had to admit that I had never been there. But many people tend to forget the size of Canada. And no matter how often you tell them, it really doesn't sink in until you put those people in a vehicle and travel from Montreal to Saskatoon and then later on to Edmonton. This became particularly clear to me in 1986 when I bicycled from Vancouver to Montreal. I have a very close understanding of Canada's physical geography. A trip by car from Montreal to Dauphin is about 2,600 kilometers, just about the same as a trip from Kyiv, Ukraine to Le Mans, France. Though my opportunity to attend Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, now in its 45th year, didn't happen until 1991, and it was on a return trip from Edmonton and Saskatoon with four Ukrainian student leaders who I had to make understand and to convey to fellow Ukrainian students just how big Canada really was. Thus was the reason for travel by van. The National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba was originally instigated by the local Chamber of Commerce back in 1965. By the time I visited the festival, it was well entrenched in the community. That was probably one of the first years that the festival had artists from Ukraine. I remember my student guests being warmly greeted by Taras Petrenko, who recognized one of them while we were talking with friends from Winnipeg. Over the years, the National Ukrainian Festival has showcased many different Ukrainian talents in many different genres. From traditional Ukrainian folk dance by well-known groups from all across the country, to more contemporary groups such as Buria. This year's festival lineup includes many popular Ukrainian bands such as the Kubasonics of Edmonton, as well as personal friends Haidamakia from Ukraine, and just before them, a great bunch of guys from Winnipeg called Zrada. If you're in a hankering for some fun under the sun in this summer, why not take in the National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba? Make a couple of days of it and enjoy it. I did so many years ago back in the summer of 1991. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule barely scraped the surface of the National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba.
Cultural Capsule was brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival in the Bloor West Village in Toronto, which will be happening Friday, September 17th to Sunday, September 19th. Details at the Ukrainian Festival website, ukrainianfestival.com, or call the festival hotline, 416-410-9965. Well, coming up next is a tune by one of the groups that will be at the Dauphin Ukrainian Festival this coming weekend. They are from Ukraine, and they call themselves Kozak Rock. So, wow, hang on to your hats. This is going to be more well-suited for the outdoor amphitheater stage out at Salo, which is where the Dauphin Ukrainian Festival will be taking place, just about 10 miles out of town. Here they are now, Haidamake with Marusia.
Ukrainian singles online at www.strelka.tv. Connect with other single Ukrainian women and men in your area. Strelka is private, safe, and free. Click when you want, where you want, and on your terms. Submit a profile and start connecting today. Strelka, the new Ukrainian singles network. www.strelka.tv. That's strilka.tv.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chim Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Ukraine is the largest country in Europe? Russia spans both Europe and Asia. France is the second largest, if one does not include its outside territories, such as Guadeloupe. By landmass, within Europe, Ukraine is the largest country.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network.
Uwaha, uwaha, can I have your attention, please? Прошу. Okay, I'm sure you all agree we had a beautiful meal, and so we'd like to bring the ladies out to the kitchen. Let's have a big hand for the ladies from the kitchen there. Come on out, ladies. Come on out. That's great. Thank you, ladies. Okay, and now one of the boys that was working by the barbecue is going to sing a song for us. Okay, take it away, Paul.
Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, mama. Up, 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 up. Summer hunter, put some in cup. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, and when you wish, you could eat one pickled fish. Maybe cabbage roll. Maybe bowl of borscht and polka. Zakuka polka, she's very fine. Sometimes we dance, sometimes we dine. Sometimes we drink too much wine. But zakuska's good any time. Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, mama. Up, 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 up. Summer hunka, put some in cup. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Much wine, but zakuska's good any time. Up, 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 up. Come up and dance, mama. Up, 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 up. Summer hunter, put some in cup. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. Zakuska!
And that was the Cubasonics again from Edmonton. And this is from their first CD, which is called Miaso, and that means meat. And the significance there is they tend to dress up as meat cutters, butchers, sausage makers when they're on the stage, and they do kind of a corny act that way. So that was their first CD, Miaso, and that number was written by Canadian legend Stompin' Tom Connors as an ode to the Ukrainian-Canadian community, Zakuska Polka, and Zakuska means appetizer. And if you want the lyrics, just check out the Nash Holos blog. It'll be up there. Again, that was the Cubasonics with the Zakuska Polka. Coming up next, another number from Tut Itam from their first CD, self-titled, and this is sort of a half Napil, where the title is anyways, half English, half Ukrainian, Davai the Rye. Davai means give or gimme. The rye, of course, well, could be rye bread or grain, but not likely. Here is Tut Itam with Davai the Rye.
Виступаю тут і там, грай музико, грай.
thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nosh Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Возив я автобусу від Бейкервілл до Дафену, і де був якийсь Іван, що тротка перевернув, як ідеш там до Дафені, прошу зі мною їхати, як сів собі він, зачав мене питати, чи я бачив таку дорогу, хто ти є і де ти був, а я сказав, слухай, слоню, я тобі зараз скажу, де я був. Я вже сюди був, чоловіче, я вже сюди був. Прері, переїхав я, море, переїхав я, море, переїхав я вже сюди був. Rose, Aberdeen, Owasetna, Wellington, Chicago, Toronto, Winnipeg, Glendonville, Nevada, Ottawa, Inwood, Arburg, Hamilton, Edmonton, Fraser, West, Breezeville, Bonnyville, Beckerville, Foam Lake, Smoky Lake, Clear Lake, Show Lake, Repeat Sake. Я вже сюди був, чоловіче, я вже сюди був. Переїхав я, море, переїхав я, море, переїхав я вже сюди був. Sifton, Penticton, Thorhill, Stony Plain, Vernon, Victoria, Vancouver, Gilbert Plains, Valley River, Swan River, Wayne Yard, Westbox, Selkirk, Coalfield, Poplarfield, Matlock, Ethelbert, Fidelberg, Camrose, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Gimli, what a pity, I'll just shoot the boot, Chalavici, I'll just shoot the boot. Pretty, pretty, you throw ya, what a pity, you throw ya, what a pity, you throw ya, I'll just shoot the boot. Dolphin, Ituna, Kenora, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Stardo, Camarno, Gardenton, Britain, Toulon, Yorktown, Rosetown, Kamsack, Regina, Kelowna, Sundown, Rossburn, Oakburn, Stewartburn, Hartford, Swan Hill, Stew Hill, Surrey Hill, and Adlinville, yeah, just shoot the boot, Chalabici, yeah, just shoot the boot. Pretty, pretty, you go, yeah, more, pretty, you go, yeah, more, pretty, you go, yeah, that ne boo, he shot the video.
Strati boo him, no video.
And if you haven't guessed, that was the Ukrainian Old Timers with a bit of a tour of Western Canada, and apologies to Hank Snow. That is from their CD, The Ukrainian Old Timers, Ukrainian Hillbilly Music, Volume 11. And if you'd like a copy for yourself, that's the one the Macarena was also on. Just visit their website, which is sunshinerecords.com. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Як не будеш горілочки пити, той і не будуть тебе п'яком голосити. And our proverb of the week translates as, if you don't drink, you won't be called a drunkard. Something to keep in mind for party goers at the upcoming festivals. Well, it's time to wrap up our program now. So I'll leave you with another tune by the Ukrainian Old Timers, and this will be the Kerosene Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchik-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення!